Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mary Van Zante with Marion County Farm Bureau joins us on today's program to preview this week's Ag in the City. Ag in the City returning to the downtown square for the final Thursdays in Pella. And there are all sorts of fun activities related around the world of agriculture. And there will be some new events and some special guests that will be coming up this Thursday. Who are some of the folks that will be stopping by? And what are some of the new things that people can take in to learn about ag in downtown Pella?
Yes, we're very excited about this upcoming event. And we have one special guest this year, the Secretary of Agriculture for Iowa, Bill Northey, will be here, and he will be speaking at the Tulip Torrent at 6:15. He is involved, obviously, in every aspect of agriculture and was very excited to learn about this event and glad that he can join us for the evening. We also have entertainment this evening. Neil Hewitt from Des Moines is a country music artist who has recorded some of his own songs and will perform a new song he's just released along with a lot of favorites. So I hope people will enjoy that very much. As for exhibits, Mobility, a new, fairly new business here in Pella. This will be the first time that they are demonstrating, and seeing their robotic mowers is pretty exciting, along with a lot of other equipment. We have a larger pen for the pony rides this year. They are always a very busy spot. The kids really enjoy that, so we hope that they will come take advantage of that, along with some inflatables, and see the projects of some of the FFA members, the animals that they are showing at fairs and taking care of. And then Nutrients for Life is a new organization that will have a spot in the park where you can learn a little bit more about food and health. So we have a lot of activities and a lot of things that are returning that are favorites, so it should be a great event.
And what are some of those things returning? I know over the past couple of years, I've been down there, and really agriculture takes over the downtown. If you get to downtown Pella this coming Thursday, you can't miss what's coming up.
No, it's always, I think, exciting to see the big equipment with the backdrop of our lovely downtown. It makes for just a really good event. The Titan equipment and Van Wall equipment and Vermeer all will be having equipment here. As well as Two Rivers Co-op, Mills Mid-Iowa Machinery, and Laley will have their information about the robotic milkers. So just lots of equipment, lots of lawnmowers and things that kids can enjoy. And the big equipment, I think, is really fascinating for people, just understanding what today's farm equipment looks like.
Oh, why is it so important for folks, especially who live in the city, who just the only time they see a farm is when they're driving by between city to city, to learn about what agriculture is about and why it's still so important to the Marion County area and really the state of Iowa?
Agriculture is very important to the economy and to the well-being. I think we can take a lot of pride in the communities that we have here in the county, and much of their income is derived from agriculture, from the needs that we have for getting the crops in, not only the machinery, but the inputs and all the things we have. In Iowa, either one in five or six jobs is related to agriculture, depending on which study you look at. But lots of people are involved in agriculture besides farmers themselves. But it's really a good opportunity for farmers to interact with the community. And certainly the Marion County cattlemen will be grilling. Those are all farmers who are producing some of the food you eat, and so it's always nice to visit with them as well as enjoying that meal.
And why is this such an important event to Marion County Farm Bureau? They've sponsored this event for years now in conjunction with the Pella Chamber, and to get the message of Farm Bureau about the importance of Iowa farmers that, as we just mentioned, are living day-to-day and impacting my life and your life and everyone else's.
The number of farmers is certainly decreasing. Farms are getting larger. And so there are fewer farmers to tell the story. And really there is a lot of legislation and activities that involve farmers, and we are certainly in the minority anymore. So getting our stories out and letting people know that we are concerned about conservation. We are very interested in the environment, taking care of it, taking care of our livestock, making the food that we produce healthy, and it certainly is good to get that story out.
Who are some of the folks that have really helped put this entire event together?
First, I want to thank the Chamber for their sponsorship. And then certainly Pella Corporation as a major financial supporter of this, as well as a number of our local businesses, including the banks and businesses that will be having activities in the park for children to enjoy. Everything for kids is free. Pony rides, inflatables, the activities at the tables and face painting and that sort of thing. So this is not something that Farm Bureau could do alone. It takes a lot of support from a lot of businesses, and we appreciate it.
Once again, that was Mary Van Zantsy with Marion County Farm Bureau previewing Ag in the City. That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.